This past Wednesday at our Ash Wednesday services, I spoke about the season of Lent as a journey. I spoke about the season of Lent as a sacred journey, a sacred journey during which we remember as Christian people how to look for light in the midst of darkness, as I was saying to the children. Jesus, who forever is our teacher, guides us in this ministry of looking for light today and always. Today, Jesus is led out into the wilderness by the Spirit, where he is tempted by the devil. He is tempted over and over again. He's tempted to let the powers of darkness consume him. If you are the Son of God, the devil says to a starving Christ, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Look at all the kingdoms of the earth, the devil says. If you will worship me, it'll all be yours. If you are the Son of God, the devil says, then summon God's angels to your aid, and they will surround you like a holy army and protect you. And over again in today's gospel, Jesus responds to the devil's darkness, to our world's darkness, with words that are imbued with light. It is written, Jesus says, one does not live by bread alone. It is written, Jesus says, worship the Lord your God, serve only him. It is said, Jesus says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Many of us, I know, in this church family are feeling tested by darkness at the moment. We've had a lot going on. This coming Tuesday, we will say goodbye to Ruth, who was a pillar of this community for many, many years. And then next Saturday, we'll be saying goodbye to John. John, who left this earthly pilgrimage far too soon. And yet, here we are today. Here we are to get today, this first Sunday of Lent, gathering for our annual vestry meeting, gathering to celebrate and to give thanks to God for all the goodness and joy and light that God has shone through us over the past 12 months. Here we are today, once again, kneeling before the altar and asking God to guide us and support us as we set out on another journey. A journey, as I said last week in my sermon, down the mountaintop, down from that moment of transfigured glory and out into the world, a world that God calls us to love and to serve. Down into the world, holding up the torches of God's transfigured glory as we go. Shining light in the midst of darkness. Finding hope in the midst of despair. Choosing to love in the midst of hate. Living in the midst of death. This, my friends, is who we are. This is who we are as the body of Christ, choosing life in the midst of death. That is what the water that flows out of that font and the bread and the wine that are up on that altar are really all about. That is the gospel, life in the midst of death. It is the good news that you and I have the awesome privilege of proclaiming together. And as the person who for the past last 9.5 months has had the privilege of standing here in this pulpit and leading this church family more Sundays than not, I want to take a moment as we gather for our annual vestry meeting and just say thank you. Thank you for being my light in the midst of a world that is too often dark and dreary. As I wrote to my letter in the congregation that's in our vestry package, you have blessed us so richly this year. You have blessed Jillian and I with a home. We are at home here in the valley, and we love it. And we are so grateful to you for that blessing. And more importantly, you've blessed us with the gift of a family to share that home with. And I am so grateful to God to be here at Holy Trinity Pembroke and in this parish, the Valley, and to have the privilege of serving with the clergy team as one of your priests. So thank you. I don't know if I can say it enough, but thank you. As I've been praying over these last few weeks about what to say in this sermon that is traditionally called a charge to vestry, the image of this church family welcoming me and Jillian in so graciously this year, so completely, that image of you welcoming me has been on my mind and in my heart. It has only been 9.5 months, and so things are still new. Things are fresh. We're still, in a sense, getting to know each other. But if someone, say a bishop, if a bishop were to ask me to name the greatest strength of this church family, I think I would have to say this. It's our ability to welcome others in. That's our greatest strength here at Holy Trinity Pembroke. It's our ability to welcome others in, to lovingly transform strangers into friends just like that. That's our greatest strength, with God's power working through us to make it possible. We make room. We are really, really good, thanks be to God, here at Holy Trinity Pembroke, at making room. We make room first and foremost for our children. We make room in this church family for our children. Not every church family can say that. We do. We should be proud of it. We make room for our children in our liturgy, in our programming, in our common life together. Some of our children will actually be staying around and sharing in vestry with us this year. We make room in this church family for people who are working and people who are retired. We make room for people who enjoy working with their hands, and we make room for people who enjoy reading and writing and crunching the numbers. And over the past year, we have found ways to make room for our brothers and sisters in Christ who worship at the other churches of the Parish of the Valley. Yeah, it's taken some time to work out the details, to sort out the governance model, to figure out the financial model, to come up with a model of ministry that makes sense to everyone at this point in time. And that's largely what we're going to be talking about today as part of our annual vestry meeting. But while we were figuring that all out, while we were working and fine-tuning the fine print, you might say, none of it stopped us from welcoming in two new clergy. From welcoming in Bishop Michael as our incumbent and Canon Susan as our regional dean, from welcoming in Canon Roger and Reverend Jillian on Valley Sundays. And we had a really good time doing it, didn't we? We put our new assisting bishop of Ottawa to work auctioning off pumpkins, people. Not every church can do that. We did. And the intermittents, in turn, got on a bus in the midst of a cold December night and went off and sang at a Christmas concert at Barry's Bay. And our ACW members, well, they made plans and they went up to an All Saints Petawawa Christmas bazaar and a tea. And still more of us made room in our lives and, dare I say, in our stomachs to go to the St. George's Alice turkey supper and to feast once more there. We'll have to be doing a lot of walking after we go up to Alice. And just like us, those good people from those churches came down to our roast beef dinner and our holly bazaar and our turkey luncheon. And by now, some of you are probably thinking to yourselves, well, that's just what we do. That's just what we do here in the valley. And you're right. It is. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. We make room for people in our church family. Young and old, male and female, gay and straight, people who are indigenous to these lands and people like my ancestors who came across the ocean and settled from afar, you will find us all worshiping at Holy Trinity Pembroke. You will find us all under this roof, loving and serving the Lord our God. How many communities of faith can honestly say that in this day and age? How many communities of faith have that particular piece of good news to share? When our primate, Archbishop Fred Hilt, stood in this pulpit back in October, he invited us as the new parish of the valley to sing a new church into being. And my prayer for our church family here at Holy Trinity this Vestry Sunday is that as we continue our journey down the mountaintop and out into the world, we will do just that. We will sing a new church into being, summoned by the God who made us, rich in our diversity, gathered in the name of Jesus, richer still in unity. Let us bring the gifts that differ, and in splendid, varied ways, sing a new church into being, one of faith and love and praise. Amen.